The White House says the United States is working with its allies on a draft statement designed to bring about another round of talks with North Korea. The statement would offer North Korea guarantees concerning its security in exchange for dropping its nuclear weapons programs. Administration officials say the North Korea issue is a likely topic tomorrow when President Bush hosts China's Premier Wen Jiabao at the White House. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
China plays a key role in multilateral efforts to reach a peaceful solution to nuclear proliferation by North Korea. China has hosted two rounds of multilateral talks with Pyongyang and is trying to arrange a third. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says that Washington has not given up hope that such a meeting still could take place this month.
We are certainly ready to attend talks without any preconditions. We've been working with our partners in this process, particularly with the Japanese and Koreans, who we had consultations with last week, and the Chinese, who we're in close touch with as well, to try to prepare for another round of six-party talks, including preparing a draft document that might be used at those talks.
A senior State Department official says that China especially was interested in getting something on paper to show North Korea, to try to convince Pyongyang that another round of talks could be beneficial. According to U.S. and South Korean officials, a draft statement now has been given to China, which presumably will share it with North Korea. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher would describe the document only in very general terms.
It deals with the process whereby North Korea would completely, verifiably, and irreversibly dismantle its nuclear weapons programs, and whereby the six parties could provide security assurances to North Korea as they did that.
It is unclear whether the document will be specific enough to satisfy North Korea's demands. At a news conference in Seoul, South Korea's foreign minister, Lee Soo-hyuk, indicated the allies were not in total agreement on the language, and in the areas where they disagree, he says, the language was, quote, indirect. North Korea's demands include economic and energy assistance, as well as normal diplomatic relations and a non-aggression pact. Greg Thielman, who left his job as Director of Security and Proliferation Issues at the State Department in January, says the problems surrounding the draft statement indicate the administration still can't agree on North Korea policy.
I think the administration is still at war with itself over this issue and how to deal with the North Koreans. There are large elements of the administration that do not want negotiations to succeed and have a very hardline approach to the North Koreans.
Thielman questions why the United States refuses to give North Korea a non-aggression pact when President Bush says that Washington has no hostile intentions toward Pyongyang.
The North Koreans are demanding of the United States something which is not terribly hard to provide.
But the Bush administration has said repeatedly that it will not reward North Korea for violating international agreements on nonproliferation. It is on this point that another round of talks could collapse even before it has begun. North Korea is demanding simultaneous steps by both sides to resolve the nuclear issue. The draft statement, according to a senior administration official, speaks of coordinated steps. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.